W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The highest severe weather risk is in effect for multiple long-track tornadoes this afternoon and into this evening for central Oklahoma and southern Kansas. Following last week's protest, Columbia University has canceled its university-wide graduation ceremony and says there'll be smaller celebrations for individual schools. ABC's Matt Gutman in Los Angeles says this follows another major university similar decision.
And USC, which has canceled its graduation and forbidden its Muslim valedictorian from speaking, now announcing a major graduation party here at the Coliseum for the class of 2024.
Pro-Palestinian demonstrations continue on college campuses in the Middle East. Hopes are fading for a ceasefire as Israel tells civilians to leave the southern Gaza city of Rafah, which could indicate an imminent offensive. And former President Trump will be back in court this morning for the third week in his criminal trial. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. University of Wisconsin-Madison faculty and staff are holding a rally to support the student pro-Palestine protest on campus. They're visiting the encampment and talking to students and others. Professors tell Channel 27 in Madison they hope the faculty rally will push the university to let students be more involved in decision-making. Universities of Wisconsin System President Jay Rothman, meanwhile, says he won't rule out campus police removing tents again from campus like they did last week. Rothman says it's illegal because it's unsanitary and unsafe.
As your mother told you, nothing good happens after midnight, right? So I think we really are concerned about the safety issue, and the encampments ultimately will be gone.
Rothman speaking on WISN-TV's Up Front. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Gas prices are coming down. Officials say the downward trend's going to continue. According to GasBuddy.com, the average price for a gallon of gas in Wisconsin as a whole is $3.34. In Green Bay, the average price has fallen over 6 cents a gallon to $3.24. In Appleton, the average is $3.31 a gallon, down 4 cents. And in Oshkosh, the current average is $3.30 a gallon, down 5 cents. The Appleton Historical Society recently purchased a building at 231 West Franklin Street to be its new home. Originally, it was built as a funeral home in 1931. Most recently, it was home to the Sitzman Law Firm. Before moving from its current location on North Durkee Street, the Historical Society says it will install an elevator at West Franklin and make other improvements to the building. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WGBW News.
The Brewers are going to Kansas City. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open up a three-game set tonight at Kauffman Stadium against the Kansas City Royals. The Crew essentially tied for first place in the NL Central after being shut out in Chicago yesterday, 5-0 by the Cubs at Wrigley. Pat Murphy going to have to get creative with his starting pitchers as Freddie Peralta begins a five-game suspension for allegedly intentionally beating a batter last week. NBA, the Bucks cleaning out their lockers as their offseason begins. Giannis telling reporters he was still several weeks away from being ready to play, coming off that calf injury suffered April 9th against Boston. Damian Lillard.
It's definitely disappointing because you know how much better of a team we are when he's on the floor and how much things change when he's on the floor and you play an entire 82-game season, you go through training camp, you go through all the ups and downs of a NBA regular season and you get to the point where, all right, now we're going to play for everything and you're not whole. It's frustrating, it's disappointing, but it's part of the game.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. Our high 71 this afternoon with wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 46. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. A little breezy with a chance of showers and thundershowers and some locally heavy rain with those. Our high tomorrow, 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Terry Barr, host of Slice of Wisconsin here on Civic Media. Mr. Zommers, what is that called?
My Wife is Drunk by Terry's favorite, Alvin Stasinski.
There you go.
Yeah. It's so funny to listen to a polka because you think, where did that song come from?
Right? We actually had one person text during the break there said, how about the Meadow Muffin Polka?
Todd, let's quickly write that and make it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we do the show from the chair while I get my hair cut. We're not joking. It's the haircut show. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
I say to myself, you're such a lucky guy. To have a girl like her is truly a dream come true. Out of all the fellows in the world, she belongs to you. But it was just my imagination running away with me. It was just my imagination running away with me.
All right, welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, text us at that same number, and it's a Temptations only Motown Monday today. You know, before we went to break, I was talking about the American dream. And so, Calvin, do you know what the American dream is? I knew as a young man, but do you know what the American dream is?
I mean, to me, the American dream specific, you always think of a white picket fence and a house with a garage and that kind of thing.
844-967-2789. Ask the same question to you, the listening audience. Do you know what the American dream is? 844-967-2789. Because, you know, there is a definition of what it is. We'll take a couple seconds to see if anybody wants to weigh in. But I clearly know what it is. And as I stated before, you know, I've lived the American dream, especially as a young man, being able to raise a family, being able to, own a home. Here's the definition of the American dream. Go banking determines this. The dream, they define the dream as getting married, raising two children, and owning a home, a car, and a pet. You can almost imagine then tooling around in one of these little plastic cars from the Game of Life. The site ran the numbers of every state, factoring in a mortgage, annual health care costs, utilities, education, groceries, pets, and childcare, After tallying the expenses, researchers doubled them to account for discretionary spending and savings. So, in Hawaii, the American dream will cost you $260,000 a year. I understand it is Hawaii, and certainly things are a lot more costly in Hawaii. Where, you know, let's look at Illinois, a breakdown of costs. In Illinois, a mid-priced American state ranked as 26th least expensive among the 50. So this is right in the middle. Number 26 ranked for the least expensive place to live out of the 50 states, Illinois. The median home price in Illinois is $260,000. Annual child care costs $24,000. Annual mortgage costs $21,000. Car costs $10,000. I don't know what kind of car you're getting today for Calvin for $10,000, but you can't find anything unless it's 10 years old for $8,000. Grocery costs, $10,000. Healthcare costs, $8,000. Utility costs, $6,000. Education costs, $2,500. Pet costs, $1,800. Total annual costs, $80,000. Full cost of the American dream, $160,000 a year. I don't think you can say that Joe Biden is the reason that these costs are what they are. I don't think under 4 years of President Biden that the average cost for a middle-class home is $260,000. And again, the 25th, 26th, cheapest places it is to live in the country. You can say Joe Biden did those things, but you would be 100% incorrect. Let's go to the phone lines and Mary. Hey, good morning to you, Mary. How you doing?
Good morning. I have a couple of thoughts on on the current subject, and I believe I know what the current American dream is. What I'd like to see the American dream be, ideally, would be a change in values and caring for one another, prioritizing human needs, and, you know, taking a look at consumerism and capitalism and how it's devastated our environment and planet. It comes down to values.
Well, Mary, you know me and I know you, and that does not surprise me, but to try to get people to value other human beings is almost an impossible thing to make happen. You know, people just don't seem to care about other people. And I don't understand it. We're only on this planet for a short time, Mary, and then we're gone. But this thought of me, I, as if, you know, what's the axiom? No man is an island. No man stands alone. Each man is his brother. Adhering, you know, to the needs of his brother. It used to exist somewhat, Mary, in the past. But we're so far removed from that now, I don't know if we can ever get back there.
Possible that climate change might bring us to our knees, unfortunately. So good day, Earl.
Hey, Mary, thank you very much for the call, as always. What does the American dream cost in a lifetime? Another report released in December by the financial media site Investopedia estimates that the American dream costs across the entire lifetime $3.4 million. That's a staggering sum. Investopedia observes, considering what the average American earns in a lifetime, about $2.3 million. Here's how Investopedia breaks down the itemized cost of the American dream. Lifetime cost of health insurance, $1 million. Average home cost plus mortgage, $800,000. Cost of raising two children, $600,000. Lifetime care cost for a car, $280,000. Lifetime cost of pet care, $70,000. College costs $48,000. Wedding and engagement costs $38,000. Cost of two babies being delivered, $6,000. Retirement costs $800,000. And funeral costs $8,000. Man, Kevin, I don't think I'm going to make it. Amen. Hey, I'm not in that ballpark, right? But you think about that. That's the average person. That means there's 50% of the people who are way well below that, who are struggling every day. And we can't seem to wrap our arms around this. But this is where politics comes in. And this is why I call it politics. Both sides of it. Because they know these numbers. They know what's going on. They know that the American people are struggling, both Democrats and Republicans. Both know how difficult it is for people out here. But where I draw the line is when they say, well, you know, Joe Biden did this. That's not true. Both parties are guilty of not addressing the issues that impact and affect the average everyday citizen because they have different masters, and the masters aren't you and I. That's at the root of it. That's what the real problem is in this country. The fact that the elected officials, far too many of them, have a different master than you and I. I can only reach out to a couple who have the courage to speak out and tell the truth. It just so happens they happen to be on the Democratic side. You ever hear of a guy named Bernie Sanders, Calvin?
I'm familiar, yes.
He's always talking about this. Elizabeth Warren. They're always talking about this. They get drowned out. Well, you know, they're a couple of wackos. They're wackos because they care about the average person, sometimes who's lost in the shuffle, the average American who doesn't know where to go, does not know how to address what's happening to them. And then every 4 years, there's somebody knocking on the door saying, vote for me. I'll put a chicken in every pot. There's somebody knocking on the door saying, vote for me for mayor. I'm going to change things for you. You know, every 4 years, there's somebody saying, vote for me as governor. I'm going to change things for you. Then there's somebody on the state levels for every 2 years, vote for me. I'm going to change things for you. If all of those people focused on you and me, we wouldn't be talking about this. So the question becomes, how do we fix that? How do we fix it? The system that we're working with right now is broken. And so people have to have the courage to have those conversations and get people talking about these things, or the American dream is going to be even more and more difficult for people to reach in coming generations. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
Running away with me. Oh, Terry, it was just my imagination. Running away with me. I never knew that I could be there. Just my imagination. Ooh, yeah.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Waterworld, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. You know, best of the Temptations, if you will. You know, I just got through talking about the American dream and why it's lost and what it's going to take to get it back. It's going to take a major focus from politicians and pressure applied to politicians by the American people. It's the only way it's going to come back. It's going to continue to be out of the reach of our grandchildren and great-grandchildren because of the way it has been, you know, destroyed. Now, so what is the focus that's more important than, you know, working towards getting the American people an opportunity to live a better lifestyle? Well, we got a guy running for president right now. He's called the Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Destroyer in Chief. Trump vows to crush anti-white racism if he wins in 2024. So this is his focus. Okay? His focus is not on addressing what is happening with the middle class. Joe Biden is. He's trying. There's no question about it. He's trying. He's talking about the things that impact and affect the average everyday Joe. So Donald Trump, this is in today's USA Today, lending his voice to anti-diversity, equity, and inclusion fervor, sweeping the Republican Party. Donald Trump telegraphed a dramatic shift to America's approach to civil rights if he wins. A second term as president, vowing to focus on anti-white racism, not on racism against people of color. What? So why is he talking about that? You know, anti-white racism is what Donald Trump vows to address if he's reelected, not what it's going to take to give an opportunity for every American to live the middle class dream and live the American dream. I don't, you know, I understand it. I really do. But for those who support him, and he makes these kinds of statements, asked about supporters who believe anti-white racism now represents a greater problem than anti-black racism, the former president told Time magazine, "I think there is a definite anti-white feeling in this country, and that can't be allowed." In the exclusive interview, Trump also said he would use the U.S. military to deport 11 million undocumented immigrants, deploy the National Guard to quash protests, and gut the United States Civil Service. And this is the guy that some people want to be president of the United States. All I can do is shake my head. He's clearly told you what's in his heart, what's in his mind. Has nothing to do with trying to bring the middle class back. So what's more important? What's more important? Let's go to Jack from Merrimack. Good morning to you, Jack.
Good morning. Yeah, this is more of Trump's, you know, and the so-called Republican Party's rhetoric. Just stir up fear, anger, and hatred among the faithful and try to lop it over to other people, too. I read a post not too long ago, and the person basically was saying, you know, all the white people in this country are being prejudiced against. And we had a little conversation online, which ended with him saying, well, you just wait until those immigrants rape your wife or your daughter and steal your job or force your kid out of college. Excuse me? I mean, this is the kind of thing, the kind of rhetoric that these people actually believe. What they need to understand is it's the thing that's keeping people from the American dream, and you pretty well covered it, is not the immigration, whether it is undocumented or whether these are legal immigrants. What's keeping people from the American dream is little things like, for instance, in the state of Wisconsin, we haven't had the minimum wage raise like many other states have. Little things like the Walmarts and other big corporations that keep people on a part-time basis so they don't have
benefits. No
any
benefits.
Kind of benefits. Yep. You know, people that are legally, I call it cheating on their taxes, basically they're getting huge multi-million-dollar gains, but they're not actually taking the money out, even though they keep on getting more and more and more wealthy. And money is not a zero-sum game in any place that I've ever heard of. But what you can do is you can hoard the money and keep other people from getting it. And that's essentially what the very rich people are doing. I mean, we're looking at the wrong people if you're looking at immigrants. We're looking at the wrong people if you're looking at people of color. You're looking at, you need to be looking at the rich people and the big corporations that are doing this. Politics are pretty far left.
No, Jack.
Bad.
So why are they considered far left? They're common sense. They're right. How is it possible that the truth is somehow, you know, there is no bartering on what's truth and what's false. Am I right about that, Jack? Why are we bartering that?
if you're in the MAGA party, I mean the Republican Party, there is bartering on what's true and what's false, because you keep on hearing things like, you know, trickle down economics that has never worked. You keep on, you know, hearing things like, oh, you know, the Biden crime family. What? Excuse me?
Well, Jack, thank you very much for the call. As always, 844-967-2789 is the number. You can join us at any given time. It's Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin is getting a $62 million grant from the Biden administration to help install solar power, but those types of projects might be against Wisconsin law. The Cap Times of Madison reports it's not clear how it will all work out. Stakeholders in the state will finalize grant planning in the coming weeks. Inmates in Wisconsin state prisons are finding expression and healing through art. Deborah Bremer is the curator of an exhibit called Art Against the Odds. She says the results are uplifting for inmates and their families.
There's pride, and you can imagine that that might be rare when you have a relative or a loved one who has done something and, you know, is being punished by incarceration.
The exhibit is on view at the Neville Public Museum in Green Bay through Sunday the 19th. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. UW-Oshkosh disability advocates claim that UWO is violating the Americans with Disabilities Act. The university recently cut four of the eight staff positions serving students with disabilities. They were part of the elimination of 250 staff positions to counteract a budget deficit. Now students say requests for accommodations are being denied or delayed. Group members want the school to improve academic support and infrastructure for students with disabilities. Bab Smith and her husband planned up to 50 crabapple trees in their hometown city parks every year, making Appleton a little bit more beautiful.
So we donate the trees to the city, and then we help them plant, and then they own the trees. They maintain them, so it works out really well.
Each tree costs around $70. This year, they will be planting trees at Shields Youth Sports Center on May 9th, starting at 10 a.m.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Fans of the show Criminal Minds Evolution will want to hear this. Paramount Plus has announced the show will drop the first two episodes of Season 2 Thursday, June 6th. Deadline reports that a new episode will drop every Thursday following the release. The show stars Joe Mantegna, Paget Brewster, A.J. Cook, and Aisha Tyler. The show is a spinoff of CBS original Criminal Minds, which debuted in 2005 and ran for 15 seasons. Britney Spears sprained her ankle and the paramedics were called. People.com reports that witnesses say Spears and boyfriend Paul Richard Solis got into a fight before the incident while staying at the Chateau Marmont in Los Angeles. Spears, who was newly divorced and coming off a long legal battle with her father, seemed embarrassed by the incident, saying she twisted her ankle and the paramedics caused a whole big scene. Paramedics for a twisted ankle? Doesn't the Chateau have an ice machine? And who sprains their ankle in a lover's quarrel? Must have been one heck of a dance-off. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. Our high 71 this afternoon with wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop to 46. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. A little breezy with a chance of showers and thundershowers and some locally heavy rain with those. Our high tomorrow, 65. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it, unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
We Energies said the raccoon came into contact with some equipment in a substation. I just have this vision of this raccoon being egged on by his buddy raccoon going, touch them both. See what happens. Do that. Then touch that one.
They're not cute. They're not cuddly. They are disease-ridden, opposable thumb-having little trash pandas.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in to the Devil's Advocates radio show each and every day. We do a show about nothing, but we make it interesting and, you know, we touch on the headlines. Tune in.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
Let's go.
has grown cold, as if someone else controls your very soul. I fool myself long as I can feel the presence of another man.
All right, welcome back to Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. All temptations all the time. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, I've been talking about the American dream. I've been talking about what happened to it. I've been talking about, you know, as election time is upon us again. You know, I've been around long enough to have seen all these different elections and what is promised and what will change if we just elect so-and-so to this office. I don't care what office it is. You know, they're going to make changes. Well, you know, it's hard to make changes in a society when the people who represent you aren't, you know, in a position or choose not to be in a position to do what is necessary to change what happens to you in this society. We can talk about how great our nation is, and it is that in some ways, you know, wealthiest nation on earth. But the wealthiest nation on earth shouldn't be faced, and people who live in the wealthiest nation on earth shouldn't be faced with dealing with the kinds of issues that we deal with far too often in this country. And let me do this before I go to the phone line. So Social Security, this is in today's Washington Post. I receive Social Security. I'm a Medicare receiver. And I'll tell you, man, it makes my life less worrisome as I'm aging. To know that's there for me, and I don't have to do anything to get it. I'm not alone. That was the whole purpose of it being founded, and the impact that it's had on the as we age in the society. Those who thought of it, who created it, man, God bless them. If you knew how many people's lives it's improved because of Social Security and Medicare, you know, you can't even count that. But what about it? So why is it in such trouble? Social Security and Medicare finances look grim as overall debt piles up. Now, so the main concern for these programs and why they're in such jeopardy is because of continued tax cuts. So there's this big debate about whether or not Donald Trump's tax cuts for the wealthy, which are going to be expiring, should be continued. What are they talking about? Listen, so I hear people say, well, Earl, you benefited from the tax cut that Donald Trump gave. You know, it's so minuscule for those of us where I am. It hasn't changed my life any, not one iota. As a matter of fact, if it's going to make any difference to those who receive Social Security and Medicare in the future, take back my tax cut. It's not going to change my life, but it will for those at the top. Well, it's not going to change their lives. They're already more than taken care of. But by that alone, if those dollars were infused back into the society, Social Security and Medicare would be a lot more stable. That's a fact. 844-967-2789 is the number. Your thoughts? Let's go to Tom from West Dallas. Hey, good morning to you, Tom. You say what?
Hey, good morning, Earl. As Tom from LA would always say, It's the money. Get the money out of politics. That would make a huge difference. Also, you know, if you look at, I was just hearing about Trump's little tirade at Mar-a-Lago this last weekend for his donors-only private meeting, where he was crying that he wasn't they weren't giving him enough money, and it was a $40,000 a plate fundraiser. Those are the people who do not care if you or I are suffering and our outlook looks bleak. They have the money, so who cares about the serfs, so to speak? As far as Social Security, I've said this before on this show, Congress borrowed $2.9 trillion over the years out of the Social Security fund and did not replace that money. And that's another big reason. And I remember in the mid-80s, they were talking about how we weren't going to have enough money in Social Security by the end of the 90s. And yet here we are, you know, 30 years, 40 years later, and we're still having the same talk that we're going to keep running out of money, yet we never do. So I think it's a big, giant scare tactic myself, and that's what the Republicans love to do. They love to keep people living in fear of all this happening when they could easily take care of it, but there's no way of controlling the masses unless you keep them all in fear.
Well, well said, Tom. Thank you very much for the call. I don't know about you, but if my Social Security check fails to come in every month, it would have some impact on my life. I mean, I don't live large. So the fact that my Social Security check, which I've grown accustomed to, is a part of what I do and how I live. If they took it away, it'd have some impact, no question, on my life. Let's go to Tom from Oconto. Hey, good morning to you, Tom. Thank you very much for calling. You say what, sir?
Good morning. So I somewhat disagree here in the reasons that there are all the questions about the security of the Social Security program. You know, people have to pay in to have money to go out. And we have so many people that are either not working or they're busy doing TikToks or side hustles or selling stuff at eBay or all these little things rather than a traditional career where they both pay in Social Security and also their employer does too. So I think that has a whole lot to do with it. Plus, I don't know if Social Security was ever intended to be the sole source of income when somebody retires. I think there's a lot of onus on people to actually save some money so that when they do retire, they don't have to worry about, are they getting enough money from Social Security? Can they pay for their drugs? Can they buy their groceries? Can they feed their cat? Whatever. I mean, there has to be some onus on the people receiving the benefits or that are going to be receiving the benefits in making this happen. Can't just rely on the government to just hand you things.
Well, so Tom, first off, Social Security is not a handout. You know, if you didn't put anything in, for the most part, you don't get anything out unless you are like the young man that my wife and I are raising, totally disabled, born disabled, will never be able to obtain work. So it's something called SSI that was put in place to address the people in this country who were just born in a condition that they can't do the things that you were saying. Now we could have done, they could have done two different things. They could have said, well, to hell with those people who are disabled and they don't deserve anything because they can't do for themselves. They're not deserving of it, or they can do what was put into Social Security, built into it from a humanistic viewpoint to make sure that people had an opportunity to at least survive. So you say these things about, you know, I talked earlier about the American dream and what it cost. And so the average person is having trouble trying to obtain that American dream. And I remember doing a show about a woman who worked over 30 years. She worked over 30 years at a fast food place, man. She didn't have any money to retire. So, yes, Social Security for some is a lifeline. If it's not a lifeline for you, then, you know, congratulations. But it is for a lot of people. You say what?
Person that thought that they were going to retire after working fast food for 30 years, that maybe they didn't move on and improve their earning potential, whether it was through education or moving up in the company. I mean, you can't expect to flip burgers for 30 years and have money to retire. I'm sorry. To me, that's just ludicrous. That's silly. That's like the worried about what the minimum wage is. Nobody pays minimum wage, and nobody expects to be able to raise a family on a minimum wage. That's just ridiculous.
Hey, Tom, have you ever... I was in Madison over the weekend, and I drove past a McDonald's, $12 an hour starting. Now, you know, there are many people. Everybody's not capable, Tom, of doing what you have done and others have done. Everybody doesn't have the same mental capacity as everybody. Everybody's not the same. And so what may have been, you know, capable and easy for you, it's not capable and easy for someone else. And let's stop talking like everybody can move up in you know, business. As a matter of fact, less and less opportunities to move up in business exist today. I'll give you the last of it.
Well, I'm going to have to respectfully disagree with all the forgiveness of student loans. You've got people out here that have 8 more years education than what I do, but they only go to school for 3 or 4 hours a day because, oh my gosh, they're tired or they're stressed or they're overworked. Put on a helmet and make it happen. Nobody's going to do it for you. You have to do it yourself.
All right. Thank you very much for the call. Calvin, I'm going to let you respond to what he said about the students going to school for 4 hours a day.
Well, I mean, it's just the typical pull yourself up by your bootstraps mentality that everyone, well, I did it, so that means everyone else can do it. It's just, I don't know, it's an ignorance of other people's struggles and the condition of what the economy looks like for young people right now. And yeah, I don't even know where to completely go because I don't know, I just feel like it's a misguided opinion.
But you know what? He's not alone in that assessment. And it's the reason we are where we are now, because there's so many people who feel it. Let me read these texts quickly. Okay, Tom, then where are the jobs? Tom is ridiculous. Full-time school and college is 4 hours a day, Tom. You know, more and more and more people just can't feel the pain of their fellow man. And so somehow, well, you said, you know, pull yourself up by the bootstraps, put on a helmet. Tom, I agree with you. You know, I'm a blue-collar guy. And so blue-collar people who have trades make a lot of money. Everybody's not a tradesperson. So if you're, you know, fortunate to live in that reality, God bless you. Mike, I'll get you on the other side. 844-967-2789 is the number. You tuned in to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The Todd Alba Show.
State Senator Kelda Royce in Richland County. UW System made the unilateral decision to completely vacate the campus by July 1st of this year.
It's so short-sighted to think it costs a little bit more money to run it and there aren't as many students, so let's just shut it down. A smart business owner would say now is the time to invest because we know every person that comes through the door, you're going to get 40-fold the investment from how they're going to be able to give back to our state.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
This past week, the far, far right created what they called the Floor Action Response Team. The acronym there is FART. And no such stealth bills came to the floor that would cause the fart to rise. Again, I fact-checked it. That's what they called themselves.
That name really stinks, Maggie. Sorry,
let
I had
the
to.
Puns roll
the
in.
Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Skin.
Run, 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 but you sure can't hide.
And I, boy, and I, a tooth for a tooth. Vote for me and I'll set you free. Rap on, brother, rap on. Well,
the only person talking about love and brother is the preacher. And it seems nobody's interested in learning but the teacher. Segregation, determination, demonstration, integration, aggravation, humiliation, obligation to my nation.
All right, welcome back to what I can't believe is the last few minutes of a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. I've highlighted the Great Temptations this morning. Hope you enjoyed it. You know, I was talking about before, you know, the short break about Social Security and Medicare. Here's another foot shooter is getting ready to drop on people who can least afford it. It is still so heartbreaking that we have people who can't understand and can't feel compassion for their fellow man. Let's go to Mike from Kenosha. Hey, good morning to you, Mike. You say what?
Yeah, thanks for letting me chime in real quick. A couple of very, very important points. The U.S. economy is smoking hot. It's grown twice that of the European Union's. It's grown way better, has much lower inflation than Russia or China. It's smoking hot. But yet trickle-down is keeping all the gains. You know, we talked about this before. If we had the same tax rate today as we had in 1980, each middle-class worker would be earning $38,000 more per year. That creates quite a cushion, quite a nice little savings, rainy day fund. But the problem is, since 1980, the gains, economic gains, have all been taken by the top tier people and groups. That's the reason why. Yeah, sure, there's always a few, you know, success stories here and there, and there should be. All of us feel strong about work ethics, and you shouldn't, you know, you should be required, you know, to work hard and get things to come and achieve the American dream. But again, when the trickle down is yet to occur, it's stifling the smaller, you know, the younger people from starting a new life. There's all kinds of problems here. But if we had equity in our tax laws, we would not have many of these problems. Tent cities across America. Many of those young guys and women are working adults. They just can't afford it. We have a broken economy. We have yet to deal with the fact that trickle down is still like a cancer that's destroying our country.
You know,
and
Mike,
it needs to be dealt with.
You know, Mike, man, you're just so on point with your assessments, and I say it is because you and I have lived before these things happened, right? We lived at a time before those tax changes were put in place. And because of all these major tax cuts for the wealthy and for corporations, it's ushered in what people are dealing with. And you know, unless you've lived during the era prior to all of that, then you really don't understand what has transpired, Mike. And yet, you know, you can read it in a book. But if you've lived before it happened, then you saw it. And you know that those decisions that were made were done intentionally, Mike. And so they've created this damage to the American people. And they should be made to fix it. It can be fixed. It can be fixed by taking back what they took from the American people. And giving the profits, and it's almost like the spoils of war, you know, that they've taken. And they didn't take it, Mike, themselves. They didn't physically take it. But politicians that they didn't elect, but we elected, made those changes necessary for the corporations to do what they've done. And they've certainly responded to the people on top. It's time that the people we elect respond to the people in the middle and on the bottom. Mike, you say what?
Absolutely. It's not normal. These politics that we're seeing really since corporations became people and money became speech, that has completely altered the course for America. We've seen it. Infrastructure is no longer a primary concern. Education is no longer a concern. It's everything's driven by the bottom line dollar. And that's very unfortunate. And we need to deal with this. We can't continue to sweep it under the carpet because it will potentially be the death to America.
Hey, Mike, well said as always. Thank you very much as always. You know, today's show, I had no plans to really, you know, take the show where it went. But when I read about Social Security and Medicare, they're talking about we can't afford it now and it's time for the politicians to really address it. Yes, they have kicked the can down the road. And yes, for Republicans to say, our debt is so high that we have to cut Social Security and Medicare. I'm not buying that, man. Cut the military budget first. That's where you cut. You don't cut the safety net for people, for Americans, who are Americans, and in many instances, through no fault of their own, have fallen behind. I started the show talking about the American dream and how it's gone. The people didn't voluntarily say we don't want to participate in the American dream. It was taken away from them. If we don't do something to fight back, they're going to take away Social Security and Medicare. Thank everybody who made the show go. Thank you, Calvin, as always, for ushering me through. Up next, Jane Madnair on Air, and Greg Bach. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you tomorrow. My co-host Sandy Williams will be joining me.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On the next Mino and the Mayor, Jake Vandenplas with Door County Farm for Vets joins us.
Then we'll welcome Coach Kayla, the new UWGB women's basketball coach.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.